Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I know if I write something really critical, I'm back in there next day and I will see that person face to face. So I better write responsibly. That doesn't mean pull punches.
No.
But that means what you write needs to be well supported, and it shouldn't be something that you'd have a problem saying to that person's face.
Jason Leisure.
We'll see whether or not they have McLaurin or not. They've got weapons all over the place over there.
Oh, McLaurin's out. Their coach, the reporters, yeah. He didn't make them wait for the injury report.
That must be nice.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes.
You can come hang out with us.
Speedo packed.
On 670 The Score.
We love Jason Leisure, and he joins us now on the Circa Resort Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. His segment is brought to you by Busey Bank, building business and growing wealth since 1868. And Plumbers 911, plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm good. I have a question for you to start things off.
Go ahead.
I was listening to the Peanut Tillman interview, which lasted my entire commute from Hallis Hall. And my question for you is, multiple choice, what was your favorite part of it? A, an absolutely phenomenal, superb, excellent Chewbacca impersonation.
Yeah, really world class. That's really good call on that being an option. Go ahead.
B, Spiegel's incredible visual of Peanut Tillman just going around the jewels, punching groceries out of people's hands, knocking out a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
C, Peanut Tillman threatening the FCC on your behalf, daring them to come cancel a show that he has no financial stake in or is part of.
At all.
Yeah.
Or D, never leaving.
Favorite part?
I'm going to go with D because it's his bit. Like, that's what happens when I only invite Charles on like a couple times a year.
Because it's chaos.
It's a thing where... At one point, back in the old days of the nighttime show, I said goodbye to Charles. We broke. And he called back in the next segment as Royce.
Is he still
from
on
Englewood?
Right now?
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised.
As he said,
is he still there?
If you're going to use me, then go ahead and use me. I'm going to go with E when he said he would never do this to Cole Wright on Marquee because that's live TV. And we're like, what? We're doing live radio.
Yes.
He legitimately insulted us. We got legit angry.
Absolutely. No. We could never do that because that program's live.
Hello? Hello?
This one is live.
That was amazing. I mean, you guys have to replay that or a shortened version of that later in the show for people who didn't hear it because it was incredible.
Think that...
But even the part that will probably have to be cut was hilarious to me where it's like, Okay, Charles, thanks. Now, hold on. Tell me how Twitch works.
Yes.
We explained social media to Charles Tillman.
He knows how all of this works, yeah. By
the
way.
He was great.
Yeah.
Yep, he was. And we're glad that it was great for us, too, because I think a lot of people were like, you, I'm not getting out of the car, mm-hmm. or I'm not changing the channel because Charles is out here doing his thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful process.
Whenever we have Jason Leisure on, I go to his Twitter feed over there at Jason Leisure, LIESER. I see what he's been thinking about, what he's been writing. And, you know, we should ask you about DeAndre Swift, and you wrote about that. But it's funny because you're pinned. Your pinned tweet is an article you wrote for the Sun-Times in early September. The Bears needed a truth teller and their fans, and they got one in new coach Ben Johnson. And I wonder, I've been thinking about it and talking about, I wonder how much of what is happening is because they have a coach who tells the truth.
Yeah, have you read that column?
Yes, I read it back then. I haven't read it again recently.
It was a fascinating conversation to have with him about, are you going to lie to all of us like the last Bears coaches have? And it got into this thing about his direct style of both talking to the media and to a greater extent talking to his assistants and his players. And I think what you're seeing from Ben Johnson, and this should not be remarkable, but it is here. You're just seeing this high, high level of competency. You are seeing someone unafraid to call things what they are, to say when things don't look right, and who can hold his own in any confrontation, any disagreement, whether that's in the building or with the media or with Troy Aikman or whatever. I think you are seeing someone that is incredibly competent and confident. And I just can't picture Ben Johnson, in a short time into covering him, I can't picture him, for example, kind of spinning himself in a circle in a press conference or not really knowing how to handle a locker room after a game like the game in Detroit last year, or knowing what to do when Tyreek Stevenson storms out of practice and everyone's looking around like, isn't he going to say anything? I think that you have somebody that is really ready for the job in that job.
I appreciate about him, and I know it seems like a small thing, and I keep bringing it up, the way that he calls a 4-minute offense, the way that he seemingly has a handle on how to manage the clock, and you don't have to be a pro level on Madden when it comes to watching Ben Johnson do it. His crew of people and him seem utterly engaged in the gamesmanship of what goes on as the clock is winding down and how to win a game at the end by possessing the ball till it goes zero.
Yeah, I liked his overarching philosophy Monday night of, we are not giving them the ball back to try to do something. So one way or another, you know, we're taking the clock down to zero and taking our shot last, not letting them take their shot last. It was so counterintuitive, generally, that he went to the run game in that situation, losing with 3 minutes left. That's usually time where you're going to put it on your quarterback to win the game. And Caleb did make some plays during that, but they rode the run all the way down there. And DeAndre Swift is such an interesting story for the Bears, particularly because he has history with Ben Johnson. That's a little bit of a mixed bag where, you know, he had some good production under Ben Johnson, but Ben Johnson was also part of the group that was plenty happy to trade him away for a 4th-round pick and start over with Jahmyr Gibbs. And then throughout this season, Eric Bieniemy and Ben Johnson have been talking about trying to get DeAndre Swift to be more of a power runner, even though he's small, and be a north-south runner. And they keep saying he's doing it. He's doing it. We're seeing it. We're seeing it in preseason games. We're seeing it in practices. And DeAndre Swift keeps saying, I'm not doing anything different.
Wow. Well, that's interesting, because it did look like he was doing some things differently.
He is.
And Ben Johnson said, this is what we expected of him after this game. So that's interesting. How much in your inspection of such things was DeAndre Swift, and how much was the improved offensive line doing doing Ben Johnson's scheme bidding in this game?
I hate when coaches say, well, it was everyone. Well, it was both. So I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to say if I have to pick one, it's DeAndre Swift. I saw from the start of that game a guy that was just charging straight ahead and hitting the hole. And if more opened up after that, he could get extra yards after he got through the line of scrimmage. Great. But I saw a guy who was not going to lose yards. And I think that is different than what we've seen from DeAndre Swift over the past year.
When it comes to watching the continued development of Caleb Williams, I hope that people aren't conflating the Bears are winning games with Caleb as a finished product, because I don't think that he is. But I do think that if you were worried about the gap between Caleb and Jaden Daniels, I think that Caleb is narrowing that gap. Is that too optimistic?
It's a big gap, though. I think he's chipping away at it, but it's a big gap. And that's just objectively look at last season. Jaden Daniels in a pretty, you know, I don't want to say as bad a situation, because Jaden Daniels had really good coaching and a really good offensive line, but inheriting almost as bad of a team coming in. And he wins Rookie of the Year and he goes to the conference championship game. And Caleb didn't do those things. Caleb was, I mean, it's a big gap going into this year. But yes, the first five games of this year, Caleb Williams has chipped away at that. And you're never going to chip away more at that than when you actually face each other. But to your first point, Lawrence, you read my mind. I mean, this is something I've been thinking about with Caleb Williams. Would we all agree he's playing better?
Yes,
absolutely.
This is better, right?
Oh, my God,
this
yes.
is better. But there's still, you would still look at any of these games, even the Cowboys games, and say, there's a lot here that he's not reaching. There's a lot of potential growth that he hasn't hit yet. So I think that's incredibly encouraging for Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, and the offense at large, that he is already playing better, yet there is still much more that he could do. That completion percentage is still not there, not even close, really. And you're still seeing progress. So you're getting good enough quarterback play to win now, but also the potential that it gets so much better. And I think I've said this 50 times on this show, that there is no bigger way for a team to improve in season than for a young quarterback to figure it out. If that happens, then if Caleb Williams takes off like a rocket in the second half of the season, the Bears will too.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just realized a way that kind of ties the room together here, at least for me. We've had so many conversations in the years sitting here and dissecting Mitch Trubisky and then Justin Fields and now Caleb Williams, where we're trying to be fair, irrespective of the wins and losses.
Right.
And now I still want to be fair and honest about what we're seeing, irrespective of the wins and losses. It's the same thing. That's great that they got a win. It emboldens the teaching and the development. And I love the growth that I'm seeing from Caleb Williams. But it's okay to say he's got to throw more of a runner's ball to maximize the routes. It's okay to say that first deep ball to Rome.
Underthrown.
Way underthrown. You know, like, it's okay to comment on these things and notice these things. And I'm sure that Ben Johnson is doing so in their film sessions. Right, Jason?
Yeah, and I've thought all along this would work. I think a lot of people did. That's not profound that you take the top quarterback of that draft class and the top offensive coach available, top coach period available in the last couple of hiring cycles, and say, oh, that'll work. You know, that's not a genius idea to think matching those two is going to work. But I think one of the things that hadn't been grasped by everybody was how eager Caleb was and is to embrace that teaching, to embrace the expertise that he's now getting. And I think that gives you the promise that this is going to continue to get better, because you're seeing him embrace it and implement it to the extent that he can as a second-year quarterback right now.
Yeah,
so you're already seeing signs that he's going to keep doing that.
Yeah, and he knows the opportunity that's ahead of him. And I think you could see in the offseason, like when he was on the St. Brown Brothers podcast right away, like he was talking to real dudes and Amon Ra, a real winner. And he was saying, oh man, you better get ready. And Caleb's like, I'm ready. I want to do it. And that's still where he is. Six weeks in, he's psyched to be coached by that man every single day, and you're seeing it.
See, those comments were telling too, though, man, because obviously we all could sit here and say on paper what the Bears are getting in Ben Johnson is a great strategist, someone who really knows how to coach quarterbacks, and Caleb Williams could know coming in, okay, the things this guy teaches me about how I see the game and about my footwork and things like that, it's all going to be sound information. But you're also seeing Ben Johnson. I mean, he's not just a guy with a pocket protector and a calculator and graph paper. And like he's accessing his Dan Campbell side, it seems like. And you hear that from Caleb Monday night after the game, the way he's talking about how Ben's confidence kind of fires him up when Ben Johnson is on the headset saying, oh, this is a great play call. Get ready for this. And then gives him the play call. Caleb's like, that's his vibe. That's who that's what he wants in his ear. That supreme confidence, that there's no way that anything like that was coming from Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus.
It's fascinating that you bring that up, and we're talking with Jason Leisure of the Sun Times, and he joins our show once a week, and occasionally he'll come and hang out and host the show too. I am fascinated by the multiple personalities of Ben Johnson, because I think you're right. I think that inside of a game, he is that guy, but there's still the guy that knows how to manage the clock. I think after the game, he is the angry, disappointed teacher going through the film and trying to figure out how to make his team better. And now we've gotten to a place where he is lifting Caleb up in some of these moments, saying, hey, you were born for this, going out there and win the game for us. The fact that he knows himself that well and can dip into those different facets of his personality, I think is extremely encouraging.
I thought from afar, and I still see it, I think a lot of his personality, Ben Johnson's personality, reminds me of Tom Brady's personality. Just that confidence, that enthusiasm, just never in doubt. And if you compare that to like Shane Waldron's personality, it's more like your geometry teacher. And I don't know, you know, which one of those do you think clicks better with a guy like Caleb Williams?
You know, it's funny because I think Ben has little bit of he's got some computer nerd in him, as he knows, and Dan Campbell still likes to give him crap about. And so he's worked to compensate that. Lifting, you know, and like trying to access that physical side of him. So yeah, it's an interesting thing. Coordinators will talk tomorrow. Caleb talked today, and Mark Grody at the top of the 5 o'clock hour will give us some of that sound. But news wise, what else has there been to come out? This is still Cairo Santos's job as a kicker, right? Like, no matter what, Jake Moody, 4 for 5, get carried off. But if Cairo's healthy, this is his job?
And it should be. No doubt about it, it should be. I mean, I understand the excitement about Jake Moody and what he did Monday night, and that is awesome that he did that, and great for him. Cairo Santos has been rock steady for them for 6 years. He is the most accurate field goal kicker in the history of the Chicago Bears. He is the most accurate field goal kicker in the history of Soldier Field. You want Cairo Santos if you have your choice out of the two. Now, I don't want Cairo Santos if something's bothering him still. And that's where the Bears might have to make a decision. I don't know, you know, with the other 31 teams, or I guess 30 teams, because San Francisco definitely wouldn't be in the play for this. I don't know if somebody else is looking at Jake Moody or needs him. You can't let him leave, because if you don't have Cairo Santos completely good to go, you don't want to let your backup plan sign with somebody else. So they might have to end up signing him to the active roster for a short time in order to keep that insurance policy in place. But certainly,
and they can only bring him back up one more time before they do have to sign him. So the rule is that you can appear twice, be a practice squad guy, be a game day call up. That third time that you're called up, you have to be added to the 53-man roster.
Yeah, but also, and I know you guys know this, but everybody might not. Being on the practice squad means nothing. He's basically a free agent. A free agent.
He can be signed off of the practice squad by any team in the league.
But it's his choice. It's not like being on waiver claims. So somebody can come and offer him a contract, and he can tell the Bears, hey, I got an offer from fill in the blank. But he's a free agent. I mean, Jake Moody could leave anytime for an offer.
Jason, we appreciate you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you guys for having me on the Charles Tillman Show with Spiegel and Holmes.
That's how I felt. And we're okay with it.
I just realized of all the storylines that were going on last week, the myriad storylines about the Commanders.
Plethora.
With the Saints, we got the Caleb Williams, and we'll turn the page tomorrow, but the Caleb Williams, Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, the revenge game.
Yeah, and the Dennis Allen revenge game. Dennis Allen against the Saints. So, like, those are our top
two. Narrative Street, baby.
Yeah, Narrative Street.
Narrative Street's getting crowded.
Couple cars rolling down Narrative Street.
But I do feel like Spencer Rattler is the type of dude that might say something about it. And I don't know if he said anything this week, but he might say something.
It's quarterback day down in New Orleans, too. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, maybe we will. And it's funny because I didn't get a chance to ask Jason, but I'm going to ask Grody about it. The fact that Shamar Turner got some burn.
At defensive end.
And played pretty well.
Yeah, like, was it Bill Kroski Merritt who went by him, or was it Jaden and Shamar was pissed? Oh, no, he had him. He had him locked up and couldn't
hold.
It was Debo. That's who it was. Because I remember, because it was Debo, and I was like, man, that's Debo Samuel.
Yeah, he is.
Don't beat yourself up over that one.
That his whole claim to fame is he's hard to tackle.
That's his bit.
Yeah, it's a good bit.
Yeah, it is.
It'll keep you paid for a long time in the NFL if that's your bit. When we come back, let's get back to the post-season press conference from Jed Hoyer. There's some things that you need to know, and how the Cubs view themselves is one of them. Jed explained, and we'll share it with you next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jed, I know, you know, when it comes to playoffs, like the share of ticket revenue isn't great. You get in the early rounds of the playoffs, but you guys had 5 home playoff games. And there's, you know, I walked around. There's a lot of revenue being generated, a lot of beers being sold.
Yeah, I'm confident that we're going to have enough money to field a good team.
You could get, you know, maybe a Kyle Schwarber would get more home playoff. That's how you present it.
Talk about payroll increases, decreases. In general, would you say it's likely to be similar kind of payroll situation? Sometimes you can give a fan's idea.
I'm not even speculate on it. Yeah.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Are the Cubs going to get money and put it into the team? I enjoy John Greenberg being like, hey, is that beer money going to baseball ops or what?
And that's, he's talking about Kyle Schwarber off the mic, if you couldn't catch it as he's walking away.
Well, I mean, it's not like it would be a bad thing.
No, it definitely wouldn't. And five home games does generate some revenue. So Jed was asked a lot about payroll. He said,
great candy bar.
Yeah. Oh, I like the payroll with the Hormel noogie. And the noogie. So much wrong and right with perfectly that legendary right. sound bite. But the Jed said that he's going to have those meetings in the next couple weeks. And if he's asked a question at the GM meetings about payroll, he will probably have a better answer. But, you know, there was some interesting stuff from Jed, and we'll get to some of the baseball stuff. But as long as we started on the business with that bump from Chris Tannehill, I was struck by how open and honest the conversation was about the contract situations on this roster in regards to the potential for a work stoppage after next year in 2027.
I mean, obviously, I think we've, you know, that's been some part of our decision making. I think we've talked about that a lot. And if you look at our contract structures, you know, as we get closer to the end of the CBA, is that conversation probably gets louder and louder as far as, you know, how that goes. But the truth of the matter is, we don't know what the future holds in that regard, and certainly those decisions are going to happen, you know, well above me, and those conversations will happen for a long time. So I think you can pay attention to it. I think it's something that you have to consider, but I also, like, we don't know what's going to happen, and there's real uncertainty there for us and for, you know, 29 other teams.
So Jed's getting it a lot from upstairs about, hey, just so you know. And when you look at it, there's very few dudes under contract past 2026.
So there's Dansby, right? Because he had a 7-year deal, and he's going into year 4
mm-hmm.
of his deal.
Matthew Boyd has an option, team option. Carson Kelly has a team option.
The Shota stuff is interesting for how it may play out because of the way that his contract is structured.
Yep.
There's a bunch of different scenarios that can happen
yep.
with him this offseason, including him becoming a free agent.
Mm-hmm. But our Bruce Levine went right for it on this exact topic with Jed a few minutes later.
Jed, other than pre-arb and players, I think one player... beyond that, you don't have anybody under contract past next year. Does that concern you? Is that by design? How organization-wise are you looking at that? We understand what December 26th can look like, but where is that big picture for you?
I mean, there's an element that's by design for sure. You know, I think that you see, like, the way we've structuralized contracts, I think, has been shorter, and I think that's been by design. With that, I think you know, it comes opportunity that, you know, we have opportunity to use those dollars really wisely to continue to get better. So I don't look at it as a cause for concern. I try to look at it as an opportunity that you know, we have available dollars in the future that we haven't committed yet, and we just need to continue to commit those dollars wisely as we do commit them.
Ooh. So, yeah.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Does that...
Because it is an opportunity. And look at the way, like, Bregman signed last year for 1 year and an opt-out. He's opting out. Bellinger signed 2 years ago with an opt-out. He opted out. He signed again with an opt-out. He's probably going to opt out again.
He is opting out.
So, yeah, right. So he is. So, like, a lot of the players are dealing with the realities of what is being trying to be forced here, which is a year-to-year model, or at least a 2 years-at-a-time model at the most. And I think that a lot of owners are going to push and expecting that to be more the standard post-2027.
Does that mean that you could sign Kyle Tucker to a one plus an option.
I wonder how many teams are going to be willing to give that person a deal. That's going to be a major, major storyline. Bregman thought he was going to get it, didn't. Bellinger thought he was going to get it a couple years ago, didn't. Remember Boris's famous like concession press conference sitting right next to Jed? This is, you know, some guys, though, get it. And some teams just go ahead and hand them out. Dodgers gave Blake Snell whatever he wanted, but a little shorter than perhaps they might have.
Okay, let me ask you this then.
Okay.
Would you be okay? We got to get Alex to get one sprinter van back. If I said to you, you can, because Kyle's what, 29? Is that right? That he's 29 years old?
Mm.
What if I said 2 years, $100 million? How do you feel about that?
I feel a hell of a lot better than I do about 10 and 350.
Give me the last 2 years of what would be your prime, theoretically.
Yeah.
And we'll pay you the AAV on it for $100 million, but we won't do a 10-year deal that has us paying 40 in part of a season that probably won't happen in 2027.
Absolutely. That kind of thing. That kind of thing. And you're going to try to do that with just about everybody. And they have tried to do that. We've brought it up. Like, what, couldn't they do this over a short term? And they did try to do it with Bregman. Remember, their structure of it was trying to do that kind of thing, high AAV short term with Bregman.
If you're Tucker, I mean, I imagine that someone will offer him a long term, but, you know, collusion and whatnot with MLB owners. If you're Tucker, does that sound like a good deal? Hold on.
Shaking my head because
keeping in mind that there could be a work stoppage, are you better off? Not that you'll be able to double dip for all of the money that you're going to be owed.
This is his moment. I mean, I think, and maybe he'll be forced to do a prove it after the inconsistency and the injuries of this year. He might be forced to. This is, I'm telling you, it's one of the biggest, it'll be one of the biggest storylines of this offseason. Like, guys wait for this moment.
And they
hope that a team is desperate enough, or two teams are going to, you know, fight with each other enough. There are a lot of forces out there in baseball who think that Toronto is the only team that would have given Vlad Guerrero Jr. what he got. Mm. Because they needed to keep a guy after failing on Shohei, after failing on others. They needed to keep their guy.
They really pushed all the chips in on Shohei, too.
Yeah, they did. They tried to do everything, and they failed. So their player, Vlad, they were the only org that was going to do it. There are teams that are convinced of that. That's why they hate Steve Cohen. That's why they hate these other orgs that are willing to throw the money around for a 10-year, 12-year deal.
I'm just wondering if the market has softened on him, is there any convincing of, we will definitely pay you what you're worth for these 2 years? And you know that in the 2027 season, you will have that $50 million. Or does he go, you know what? Someone's dumb enough. Even if I have to go play, name a market. Even if I have to go and play in Baltimore, you know, I'll play for it, knowing that I've got my $350-400 million.
It's
a really interesting,
it really is,
off season for him in that regard. When you look at it from the standpoint of the work stoppage, and the collusion that's clearly been going on with MLB owners.
This is right. So this is ownership level. Who's going to go outside what the group kind of is anticipating? Is Hank Steinbrenner going to say, Kyle Tucker, you're the lefty with pull power I've needed?
And we got to replace Bellinger's 30 home runs anyway.
And I'm willing to spend into 28, 29, 30, 31, and 32, even though other owners will be pissed at me. Is John Middleton still not giving F? Peter Seidler's dead now from San Diego. You know what I mean? Like, how many teams are actually going to be willing to do it? How many guys are actually going to be willing to do it? That's the question for these guys. Offseason.
I wonder if the Yankees are with Bellinger, and Belly's what, 31, I want to say? If they're like, we'd love to have you back. Here's $120 million for the next 4 years. And if I'm Bellinger, I'd probably sign that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty interesting. I thought Jed has been as transparent as he can be on the business side of things, including say, well, there's certainly an element that's by design. And then when he says, but in the, at the end, who knows what's going to be? That's him. Like, that's the baseball guy saying, let us do this. Let us do this. And I'm like, well, there's an element that's by design. And then he was asked about how many wins should be the floor every year. You got to 90. Last year we talked about 90 wins. You got to 90. Hell, you got to 92. What's the floor every year?
Yeah, I think that has to be the goal. You know, I think we talked about that. We sat here a year ago and talked about, you know, building team, you know, 90 win teams. And, you know, we did that. And I think expecting the Brewers, you know, to go away, I think is, you know, they're a really good organization. They're on a really good run. And I think we have to expect that they're going to be, you know, here. And I think that's good for us. I think it's good to, you know, we need to, you know, constantly raise our level and get to that point where we can do that year in, year out. I think if we consistently win, you know, 92 games and sort of get in the postseason, I think that's when good things happen. So we have a really good foundation to build from, and we just need to continue to focus on making good decisions and building from that foundation.
That's why I go back to the overall, like, that was a good developmental year, a good step forward year. Didn't happen like you wanted to in the postseason. It would have been a lot better if they won the division, but it is absolutely moving forward. And now he's telling you that's the floor. What happened this year in terms of wins, that's the floor, and it should be.
It should be the floor.
Agreed.
You know, like, I hope that we get to a place where with the Cubs where we're almost not talking about the Brewers, because the Cubs will have now had some sustained success, and they don't have to look at the division thing. Like, we talked about it throughout the season, and you know how I feel about it. The celebratory is a thing. You should be celebrating when your team makes it to the playoffs, but we really should be celebrating teams that win divisions. Winning a division, it's so hard to do that we get lost because of what happens in a tournament. And in it, like, for example, if the Brewers get swept, there will not be any consoling that they won the National League Central or that they beat the Cubs.
But they might not get to the NLCS if they don't win the division.
I agree with you.
They got to sit around and wait while the Cubs had to use everybody and show up on short rest and try to battle at their place.
But it's the idea of the division doesn't mean a lot to people if you don't end up with the trophy at the end. And I'm saying that they're two different things, and they need to be looked at and judged. And I think that if this plays out the way that it's played out in the first two games of the NLCS, and that the Brewers would be like, wait, we did all of this. We beat the Cubs, and then we ran into a team that didn't the Brewers win the season series like handily against the Dodgers? I feel like I remember them.
They swept him twice. Yeah. I remember him sweeping him both spots.
And then,
absolutely.
And then you walk out and you're like, what just happened? We played four games and we're going home. Mm-hmm. Like, what just happened to the season?
5-1. So they swept him once and took 2 out of 3 another time.
Yep. And now they got the real Dodgers, who looked at their season as an opportunity. Like, listening to our guy Ron Darling talk about it on the broadcast, he said, yeah, the Dodgers kind of looked at their season as developmental all the way up until about 6 weeks left in the season.
After last night, Dave Roberts says, yeah, we're peaking right now. This is good. Good night, everybody.
Yeah,
good for you, Dave. Good for you, buddy.
I'm watching. You're watching the game, and you see Yamamoto shoving, right? And you see Dave Roberts just on the bench, not even at the top step.
Yeah.
And he's just like, it's cool.
When he went back out there, what, do you have 102 pitches when he went out?
Yeah.
He went out for the night at 102 pitches.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
And Dave Roberts like, it's cool.
It's cool. We're good.
Hey, man. You're doing great.
Go Mariners.
Just keep going.
Go Mariners. Never been there. Go ahead and get there. And then go ahead and beat those Dodgers. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm rooting for the Dodgers.
I know you are.
I'm rooting for big business.
You like bullies.
Well, I would like for the Cubs to be, and honestly, I'd like the White Sox to be a bully. But they bully in different ways.
The White Sox have somebody in their
corner.
They
bully our emotions.
Yeah, they do.
You're damn right they do,
but
Tanny.
They have somebody in their corner more powerful than any of us. I think we should discuss it myself.
Steve Stone?
No.
Oh.
Go a little higher.
The Pope?
Come on, man.
He's great. He's great. Tanny has a Pope that is just him.
Yeah.
It's just if Chris Tannehill were the Pope.
Well,
that's all it is.
Let's discuss. We got Mark Grody at the top of the hour, but what if Tanny were the Pope? What does he sound like?
Next on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
Earlier, it was being reported that the new Pope was a big Cubs fan. That is, in fact, not true. The new Pope does, in fact, root for the White Sox.
Got a lot of examples of it already. You know? He put on the hat. Right? We should be cataloging these things. Someone had a hat and he gave it to him and he put it on. Then there was like, it was a couple months ago, Tanny. Somebody was driving, or he was driving around. He wasn't driving, but somebody's driving him in the Pope Mobile.
Maybe he was driving.
And people were screaming stuff about the White Sox, and I forget, he was happy about that. I mean, there's like, we know. Like, and we've had the conversations with AJ Pierzynski. The Pope knows who you are. The Pope is a fan. He was at the game. He's at game two.
It's pretty crazy.
Of the 2005 World Series.
And we're White Sox Park.
And we're convinced that he at least knows Chris Ranji.
Oh, he's got to know Chris Ranji.
Right?
He might have been a caller. We don't know for sure that he wasn't a caller.
I'm certain he's called.
Bob from the South Side.
Mm-hmm.
So Pope Bob himself has had many moments.
I don't know. He probably disagreed with Ranji. You know how Ranji is. Don't put him up, Box. And I want him to agree with me.
Ranji.
But then this moment, and the audio doesn't really work, but we're still going to play it
anyway.
Yeah,
that's why we're thrilled you teased it.
Well, because it's the point of the whole thing. We can explain it to people if we need to.
I think we should.
Okay.
I think that we should actually explain it before we play it.
All right.
So the Pope is done mass and he's driving around and someone yells, "Go Cubs." And then he says, was it in Spanish or in Portuguese? That
Han perdido, he says.
Or in Italian. And he says, follows it up and says, they lost.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Now, you can try and hear all of that on this piece of audio. They lost.
Yeah.
The idea that the Pope and I are doing the same thing at the same time is amazing.
What do you mean? Shouting out Cub fans that they lost? That's what Tanny does.
The idea that the Pope is on the MLB at Bat app looking at the game or looking at the box score so that he's got a comeback for people when they say go Cubs.
Do they get TBS at the Vatican?
Sure they do.
What deal do they have? They have charter cable? They have Xfinity? What are they at? I mean, it's tricky. Does the Pope have a smart TV?
I'm certain that he has a smart TV.
There are no blackout restrictions at the Vatican, are there?
Damn right. There's not.
As soon as you get in there, all streaming rules are waived.
Can you imagine?
I got to tell you, if I was the Pope, and not ruling it out, folks, all right?
I think you should be the next Pope, honestly.
Me too.
Well, maybe not the next. It's a little soon.
Yeah.
I know, but he's young, spry. He's got a long time to go. Yeah.
No, they need to have, probably have a Twins fan first, and then maybe a Tigers fan.
Oh, God.
No.
As long as he's not a Royals fan, you know what I mean? We don't need that.
Dig yourself.
Exactly. Well, HUD would be a great Pope, actually. Hey, you're in the Vatican. It's the best place in the world. So if I were Pope, what I was saying, if I were Pope, I would have Len and DJ, and I may even bring back Benetti to just do the call of the Cubs game for me in a private session so I can listen to that broadcast.
That's what I would do. Dude, Benetti and DJ just crapping all over the Cubs for a private live broadcast in the Vatican. Man, you could sell tickets for that. And then donate the proceeds to needy kids.
We haven't, or Catholic charities. We haven't done anything like White Sox specific. We didn't really do like White Sox exit interviews or anything like that.
We didn't know.
Is it possible that they're sending a contingent to the Vatican? Like, is that something that we're gonna hear about in January? That DJ?
Well, I hope they go in March.
There?
I hope they go in March when I go.
So you're the contingent.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Tanny, we need to come up with a task for you.
I've thought about it. What if I'm in a situation like this where I'm in shouting distance of the Pope? It's something I've dreamed about my entire life. But usually it's other things I wanted to shout at previous popes.
Well, but that's just when he thought it was going to be Mike Francesa.
Yeah.
shouting distance.
Yeah, I'm conflicted here.
Yeah,
you know,
you are.
Talking about Catholicism, but what about having two popes in your life? Someone should make a movie about two popes.
I got two popes.
Right, so what would you say? What would you shout at the Pope if you're within shouting?
It'd have to be something score related, right? Something score loves you, Pope. Yeah.
South Side Die Sox.
You're a Die Sox White fan, Pope Bob.
What if you yell?
What about Danks?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Danks. That's good.
Or 83.
Man, there's
hey,
no
Pope!
Way. There's no way he listened
83!
Into the 83 era. It's got to be, what about Danks? If he reacted to what about Danks, that's how you know. That's really good. My goodness.
At that point, I would be reaching out trying to get him on the show.
You're not?
Yeah, you're a little late on
that. Yeah, my bad, guys.
God, man.
That was a bad admission I just made.
That was a cell phone
Alex,
right there.
Slack the Pope, okay?
Done.
Slack the Pope. Tanny's like, whew, his Catholicism is getting reinforced by the Cubs' hatred of the Southside-loving Pope.
I just like...
Again, it's not hatred. See, okay. You guys want to paint
Excuse
it as
me.
Hatred. He was just stating the facts. Like, why? Know your audience, all right? Like, if you're going to see the Pope, don't shout something Cubs at him. You already know.
Yeah.
So you know he's just going to give you a fact back. You
well,
know?
That That's was all. A really good troll by that fan. Really good job to get the attention.
Yeah, you think it was just someone like with you know a Sox fan like, hey, I should say something about the Cubs.
Absolutely.
And see what he says. Wow, you really think we're nefarious people as Sox fans?
Soy un perdedor.
And the White Sox officially tweeted the video with the caption, quote, "That's our Pope." unquote.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
that's coming up next on WB.
I'm telling you, they are. Would you be shocked? Like if we get to next season, it's like, oh yeah, we sent Brooke Fletcher and DJ
and Don
Connor.
Paul and Don Paul
and Don Paul. Oh,
yeah, you have to send
Don Paul,
dude. That's White Sox gold. You got a picture of Don Paul the Pope
and Lamont Pope.
Yes, you got to send Lamont Pope. And he served his time covering and that team.
Former Kentucky forward Mark Pope.
Sure.
Remember Mark Pope?
Now isn't he the coach?
Is he the coach of the Kentucky?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go.
And Gene Honda needs to follow all of them around and announce everything.
We've got the Pope and the Pope and the Pope and the Pope and the Pope. Why not?
And David Haw. You know what we've got next?
What do we got?
Bears hit.
Two words.
Two words, baby. Grody's back next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.